It's that time. Time to shine. Neighborhood Love Radio. Hello, loved ones. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thanks for coming by. Come on in. This is my place. Have a seat. Take your shoes off. We're going to play some music. You want to hear some music? We got tonight some Jose James. Got some Clever Austin out of Melbourne, Australia. Some D'Angelo. Curtis Harding. I'm going to start you off with... start you off with Chocolate Snow. Kansas City band back from the time of, you know, Sly and the Family Stone and all that. And club band from Kansas City. They moved out to L.A. Never really made a big splash, but I think you'll agree they had it, man. Check it out. Chocolate Snow. A Day in the Life is the name of the tune. Enjoy. We'll be right back. great Bobby Bird, Never Get Enough. One of the original architects of funk. Some newer stuff from Lila James. Her release Fall For You, and this is a tune called Give It. It's on Shazam Music. It's a pretty silky mix here. And she's got some of the best hair in showbiz. Check it out.
Believe.
That was new music from Curtis Harding. New-ish this year. I Need a Friend was the name of the tune from the Soul Power record. That's out on the Burger label, Burger Records. Some newer stuff. He's an interesting dude, man. He's currently on tour with Jack White, kind of an eclectic kind of artist, a lot of soul, a lot of, he's got some rock and roll on that record. He's even got a rockabilly tune. Jeff Refredo.
Yeah.
From the Agrolites.
I know about rockabilly.
You do. You do know a thing or two. Jeff came by.
How's it going?
Yeah, Jeff Refredo from the Agrolites.
Yeah.
And
Jukebox, baby.
Jukebox, okay. Jukebox, we could talk about it.
Jukebox
okay.
101, baby. That's the new deal.
I'm going to ask you about that in a minute.
Let's do it.
Curtis Harding, check out that record. Soul Power is called. And before that, we heard also some new music from Lila James. Give It is the name of the tune. Kind of a sassified number. A little bit of moaning in the tune. You missed out on that one, Jeff.
I did.
You have to go back and listen. Before that, we heard the incomparable Bobby Bird. Never Get Enough is the name of that tune. And we start off the set with Chocolate Snow. Chocolate Snow is originally from KC, or they were, you know, it was back in the 70s. And I guess they reported they would get chased out of local gigs all the time, you know, back then, so they moved out to L.A.
Why would they get chased out?
They're a flamboyant kind of funk band, multi-ethnic. So, you know, things are a little bit more
artist-friendly
out here.
They dressed funny.
Yeah.
those 70 soul band get-ups are
It is funny to listen amazing. To that. Like if you hear Commodores or something like that, and you'll hear like some great Lionel Richie ballad from the Commodores, and then you think about it, it's like he was probably wearing like these big, huge silver shoulder pads.
Oh yeah, like a suit made out of like glimmering, hanging silver strands.
Glasses were in the shape of stars and stuff. And he's delivering like, you know. They're singing a Still or one of those great ballads or something.
Yeah, right? They were showing belly for sure.
They're just roller skating around the stage. Yeah. Let me see. We got about two and a half minutes here. Tell me what's up with Jukebox 101.
Jukebox 101 is a new band. Jesse Wagner of the Agrolites, singer, guitarist of the Agrolites, and I have been working on, completing an album. Basically of a new material, ranges everything from sort of, it's eclectic, you know? We touch on everything from like 50s style R&B, rockabilly to mainly like 60s, 70s soul. Of course, coming from the Agrolites, some reggae and rock steady, and even some straight up like bossa nova, Brazilian style like bossa nova.
When are we gonna get to do the world premiere?
I don't know. Well, maybe we could do it next week. We can do it soon.
Sounds good.
All the stuff, the stuff's pretty much done. The music, we're just got to get the launch.
Yeah.
Get everything in place.
Let's do it next Thursday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. I remember you played a little bit of advanced stuff, but I'm definitely want to hear. It's like, yeah, I imagine you got some horns, harmonies going on here.
Got
and there.
A lot of harmonies.
Yeah.
Got some horns. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We're very proud of it. New material is we've worked on it over time, and even listening to it, you know, obviously we have biased opinions toward the material, but we're pretty proud.
Man, I made the best pizza I've ever had, and it's because I'm not necessarily a foodie, but you know, I love food and I love pizza. And therefore, I made the best pizza ever because I made it how I like it.
Yeah, you know what you like better than anybody else.
And
then.
A lot of people like it too because I have that, you know, I put that kind of care into it.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine it's the same way about your music. You could say that you're biased and all that stuff. And, you know, you maybe you're right, but you're a music lover. I've known you a long time now.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious, you know, I really want to hear the finished product.
Yeah, we're pretty proud. We got a good collection. We feel strongly about it.
That's all right.
We're pumped.
Jukebox 101.
Pump up the volume.
Jeff Refredo just swore that world premiere.
Yeah, Jukebox world premiere, baby. Let's do this.
Next Thursday. But being that this is right here and right now, and let's play some more music, man.
Yeah.
Let's play Black Nasty. early 70s. Stax, Stax band. Pretty underrated 70s Detroit funk. Kicked around one of their early members, not on this recording, but one of their early members was Mr. Ted Nugent. And
wow.
Yeah, Black Nasty. They put out a couple good LPs here and there, and this tune is called Booger the Hooker. Booger the Hooker.
So basically what you're saying is Ted Nugent started at like a very high point and just been consistently. He put out cool stuff and it just gets less and less cool as he goes
just became more of a personality or something. But, the band later became the ADC band. Some people know, but this is Black Nasty from Detroit. Be on the lookout for Booker the Hooker.
How y'all feel?
Never had
pretend there's nothing there. Girl, I look in your eyes, I see you there. So one last time, try to run it out. Yeah. Oh,
called Clever Austin out of Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne. Melbourne.
Headed up by Hiatus Coyote drummer Perrin Moss. And a pretty cool little project. Lazy horns, like subtle but persistent and elegant percussion. I love that tune a lot.
Yeah, it was nice.
You can find it on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/clever-austin.
You said that was live, too.
Yeah, that's like a rooftop party.
It's awesome. Sounds great. Yeah. Great performance.
I like them. As far as I know, they don't have anything, like, released, you know, really officially. But that's cool. Then SoundCloud's free, you know.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard D'Angelo. That was also a live track, live at the Jazz Cafe in London from 1995. Can't Hide Love was the name of that tune. Started off with Booger the Hooker by the band Black Nasty, 1973. Originally recorded on Stax, but of course, they ain't around no more. Fantasy Incorporated, I think, is carrying their music now. Yeah.
Is that the same Fantasy label, like Jazz label from Berkeley? No.
You're asking the wrong dude on that one, man. Yeah. You know, you're more of the jazz aficionado than I am.
I kind of haven't stayed up on it, though. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, I could be very knowledgeable on
Fantasy
it.
Incorporated is the label. Like, it's part of the label name, Incorporated.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Could be different then. Fantasy Records put out a lot of jazz, Latin jazz, and early Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah. What was their first band? The Gollywogs.
Oh, yeah, Creedence, CCR.
Yeah, before Homeboy joined.
Hmm.
And they didn't have that CCR sound.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
That Southern Rock.
Yeah.
That Southern Rock from Berkeley, California. A lot of people don't know.
Born on the Bayou.
Yeah, the Bayou of...
Yeah, that's fine, man. I mean, Rolling Stones do country ballads. Why not?
Yeah. No? Yeah. I'd say when you hear CCR, though, it sounds like Southern Rock. When you hear the Stones, it's like, you know it's the Stones. Mick Jagger's Southern accent is so affected. It's just like, I went down. It's like so overdone.
Yeah. Who's that dude, Jeff, the actor Jeff Hunan?
I don't know.
He's from Sons of Anarchy.
I don't watch it.
He's a British dude, and he plays and. He's also in This Is England. He played, like, that football hooligan dude. Anyway, the guy, he does, like, he was in Pacific Rim, that movie, and the guy cannot do an American accent, man. Huh. You know?
It's odd, because a lot, many English and Australians can nail, you can see them and not know that they're
Peter
not.
Dinklage does a great, I saw the X-Men movie, there's a feature pass, and, like, his American accent is
better than
American? Better than mine, you know?
Well, you know, American media is just worldwide. People grow up in other countries hearing the American accent constantly, you know, TV and films. So,
you know what I like to do is when I talk to somebody that's, you know, from somewhere else, another country, I like to say, give me your best American accent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to do it, or they maybe they got nothing, maybe they want to be insulting, but
it's always nasally. I've noticed that. I was like, hi.
Well, there's the John Wayne one.
Uh-huh.
There's the there's the Midwestern one, like, where's the castle, you know?
They always talk through their nose, though. It's like, hey, do an American accent. Like
surfer, that. Sometimes you get surfer, yeah.
Yeah.
But the funny part is not how the accent sounds, it's what they choose to say.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a large fry. You know?
Freedom fries.
Yeah.
Freedom fries.
The hell I will.
If anybody can catch that reference, Freedom Fries.
Freedom Fries, yeah.
They still, nah, long story.
I don't think they sell, or Freedom Toast or anything.
In France, I think they believe that we actually say Freedom Fries here.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of the whole invasion of Iraq, George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. You're in or you're out, and France wasn't part of the coalition of the willing initially. So on Capitol Hill, they said, we're not going to call them French Fries because they're not our allies. They're Freedom Fries now.
Yeah. Ally Fries.
I did a lot for the international community. World peace.
Yeah. You been out to see any good music lately?
Oh. I was going to go see the Sonics. Found out about that last minute. The original Sonics last week. Trying to think, what have I seen, though? Might have to give me a minute on that.
Okay. Where are you going after this?
Actually, I'm going to go play a show, Hollywood. Mark Orell. It's called Wild Roses. Mark Orell, former guitarist of Dropkick Murphys. And tonight we're playing with Chris Chaney, who's the shredding axe master guitarist from the Australian band The Living End. Should be pretty good.
Yeah, Living End was cool, man. I remember.
Yeah, shredders. We got shredders.
Me, myself, I got a good weekend coming up. It's Mr. Chris Funk's birthday, so...
Nice.
We're probably going to go... You know Chris Funk, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
And so, I don't know, I think we're going to barbecue, something like that. And they banned... did you know they banned superhero clothing at my daughter's school?
Don't know what that is.
Superhero clothing, like Batman t-shirts.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought you meant like a brand called Superhero. No, okay, yeah. So they can't wear Spider-Man, yeah. Batman.
Yeah, because I guess the kids were jumping around the yard, throwing sticks at each other, saying, I'm the Hulk, or whatever.
Yeah, kids have never done that in the history of childhood.
Yeah.
Kids have never pretended to be, yeah.
Yeah, with us it was lightsabers. You know?
That's very bizarre. I don't know what they expect them to do. If they're not jumping around.
So we're going to hang out with the kids. I think it's a big Frozen, the movie Frozen sing-along on Sunday. So that should be a rip-roaring time.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Hey, you want to hear some more music?
I do.
Yeah, you think people are tired of hearing us talk about?
Probably.
Kids. And I played this tune a couple weeks ago, and I've been listening to it all week, so I'm going to play it again. Uzi by Brownout from Austin, Texas. You like Brownout?
Yeah, they're members of another band called Grupo Fantasma. It's like a salsa band. That's how I found out about them, because Agrolites played with them in Texas like 6 or so years ago, and they told me they had another band called Brownout. If not all the same members.
Yeah, everything by Brownout is awesome. Yeah. Everything. And they just, actually this year they put out a Black Sabbath tribute album called Brown Sabbath. But they do a whole Latin funk.
That's awesome.
And it works. It totally works.
Yeah.
And anyway, this tune is called Uzi from the album of the same name out a couple years back on the Nat Geo label.
Classic Chicano band from East LA, Black Sabbath. Paying tribute.
And after that, I'm going to play up some Jose James. I'm going to close out with Brothers Johnson with their Strawberry Letter number 23.
Classic. Their,
yeah. Originally written by Sugar Otis. You know that? Sugar, you remember, you know who Johnny Otis is?
Yeah, it's his
R&B
kid.
R&B great. His kid, Sugar Otis.
Yeah.
Did a record when he was about 16, including...
that song, that Strawberry Letter. Yeah. And then they covered it and made it a big hit.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, this is Brownout.
Funky Brownout.
Just talk, ask love, question. Do you make me lose it?
for a moment, but I need it now. I can't speak much louder, but you can hear the sound. I won't stay if you wanna go. I can't wait for it anymore. In the time that I used to know, it's all over your body.
big rumor about this tune is Sugi Otis wrote it. It was his girlfriend sent him a letter while he was in the studio, and she kept sending him a bunch of letters. He didn't reply, and so he wrote a song about that one. And it became this big hit. And so I was thinking, man, the pressure's on for letter number 24.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to really be a good one.
Yeah.
That was produced by Quincy Jones. That was not Sugi Otis, although he wrote it. That was the Brothers Johnson. The Agrolites are playing next week?
Yeah, August 28th, San Diego Pacific Magazine event. Tin Roof, San Diego, August 28th. August 30th, Shoreline Jam in Long Beach. Want to let you know about that, everybody.
And what's the website?
AgroReggae.com. Of course, we're on Facebook as the Agrolites. Quick little drop there, that's all.
Thanks so much for coming by, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you, Board Op Jenny.
Jenny.
And thank you, loved ones, for coming by. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll see you next week.
Good stuff.